The purpose of this video is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, and yes, another Holy Cow episode, a FOIA request from The Blaze. The Blaze got this. They always do a fantastic job over at The Blaze. A FOIA shows $1 billion was given to the media to push government propaganda about the vaccine. I know it's not a huge shock that the government was doing a push about the vaccine, and they'll say it was just paid political ads, but everybody knows it's basically get the media on your side when they're receiving astronomical amounts of money. You really think they're going to do bad reports on you? This is what Pfizer knows. That's why Pfizer has done so much advertising, especially with news outlets. They always make sure they do. Also, this show, you don't want to go away. We also have the Pfizer document dump has occurred. You know, the documents that Pfizer wanted to be hidden for 75 years. Well, we got to find out why it's been dumped. But there's 55,000 pages, I believe, to go through. Well, Dr. Robert Malone says lawyers seem to be licking their chops because these documents already, you can kind of see, lean towards where you could prove fraud. We'll have to wait and see. But they're actually asking for help, because it's hard to go through 55,000 pages. Imagine reading a 500-page book. Then imagine it being legal speak and data and all sorts of other things. I don't even know. But just imagine a 500-page book and one person trying to go through it, let alone 55,000 pages. So they're hoping to get through this stuff. And remember, the stuff isn't even going to be completely forthright. That's the other thing. We all know that. So you have that aspect of it as well. But clearly, you're going to be able to put pieces together. At least Pfizer believes so, that they didn't hide whatever we end up finding. They didn't hide it well enough, because they asked the judge to hide it for 75 years. But the judge has said no, and now it is out. So Dr. Robert Malone will talk a little bit about that as well. But let's first get to Naomi Wolf. And she's talking about the $1 billion that Blaze TV broke, the $1 billion used as propaganda in the media about the vaccine. Well, let's just have you take a listen.
Well, go right to theblaze.com, but also kudos to them. You know, this is 2 years when journalists were cowering under the furniture and refusing to do their jobs, and now we know why. A little bit of this was disclosed early on by the Columbia Journalism Review, but The Blaze has said, like, here's a FOIA, give us the receipts, as you say, give us the internal documents. It shows that $1 billion, as I said earlier, was paid not by pharma, but by your president. You know, using your tax dollars to bribe the mainstream media to lie to you about the safety and efficacy of the vaccines.
That's right. And it's a blatant lie. I always said it's amazing to me that Dr. Fauci would go out there and say safe and effective. You know, they could have pushed the vaccine without using those terms when they knew it wasn't. And I kept saying, I knew it wasn't at the time, safe or effective. And I kept saying, how are they doing this other than they think that they can't be held liable criminally, because they are blatantly lying. What I'm saying is if anything, if you had any kind of wisdom or any kind of, I don't know, conscience, you would go out and at least say, COVID-19 is a scary disease. Get a vaccine to help you fight against COVID-19. Something generic, where you don't say COVID-19 is proven to be safe and effective when you know that's a flat out lie. They lied in those ads. Those were pure government propaganda lies. And the media took it. And you might be thinking, which media? Well, let me name names, shall we? I think you want that. So I will give you from the article from The Blaze, and I will read directly from it. In response to a FOIA request filed by The Blaze, HHS revealed that it has purchased advertising from major news networks, including, here we go, let's name names, ABC, CBS, NBC, oh, what a shock, as well as cable TV news stations. How about this? Fox News. I wonder why Fox News was so pro-vaccine. Even all their hosts, even conservative, pro-vaccine. Oh, I wonder why. CNN. Oh, what a shock there. MSNBC. Legacy media publications, including the New York Post, the Los Angeles Times, the Washington Post, digital media companies like BuzzFeed News, and Newsmax, who also was very light on criticizing the vaccines, and hundreds of local newspapers and TV stations. There's your local news. Your local news took it too, and your local news lied to you. I told you your local news lost all credibility, and people still have not held their local news stations accountable. You should. They lied to you, and they're the main reason people went out. People weren't believing CNN, but they did believe their local news. But your local news took government propaganda that blatantly lied, and they shoved it down your throat. And they had their news anchors do positive coverage because they were getting basically paid. That's how they get paid, through those type of advertisements, besides Pfizer. So they're raking it in from Pfizer, and they're raking it in from your own government. Both sides, how much money was made? Well, we know, at least from the government side, $1 billion. We know that. How much did Pfizer give them? We don't know that. All right, so you have your local TV stations. These outlets were collectively responsible for publishing countless articles and video segments regarding the vaccine that were nearly uniformly positive about the vaccine in terms of both its efficacy and safety, which are all lies. The vaccine is not effective at all, and it is not safe at all. And that will lead to, later on, the Pfizer document dump, because we will be able to prove that, even with their own stuff, even with them hiding. Well, we can prove that with, how about this? Insurance companies, since the vaccine rolled out in the third and fourth quarter, saw a 40%, on average, a 40% death increase, which is catastrophic. They have never seen this in the history of insurance. No natural disaster has caused, across the board, around 40%, depending on which insurance company. Some can be higher, some can be lower. No natural disaster, nothing has ever caused anything close to this. Natural disasters, usually at the most, and it would be a huge natural disaster, would be 5% increase in all cause mortality rates and death claims. So those are the bodies that have piled up that they can't hide. They can lie to you about who's dying. They can lie to you that it's not the vaccine. They can't really lie about it. When you say, okay, the vaccine's introduced, third and fourth quarter of 2021, 40% giant spike increase in deaths right after the vaccine, and it's not COVID-19, it's all-cause mortality. And if it was COVID-19, it would have happened in 2020, not a year later in 2021. When Omicron was running around, which everyone said wasn't deadly. So how can Omicron, they admit, is not the deadly virus, just barely makes you sick if you get sick at all. That's when we see the death increase, because when Omicron was running around, that's when people were getting the vaccine. So we all know for a fact, there is no doubt, the vaccine has killed tons of people, and they are hiding that too. We know that. The insurance companies have proven it beyond any doubt. The only people that would say that I'm wrong are blatant liars, and they must be an evil person, because everybody knows this is true. And if you don't know this is true, look it up yourself. Don't believe me. I'm not CNN. I don't tell you, you must believe it. Don't research stuff on your own, because then you'll find out things that we don't want you to know. Disinformation. Notice they never say false information. True information that disses us. Don't do that. That's CNN. They freak out if they find out that you you look at information for yourself. It's amazing. All right, so let's go back to Naomi Wolf. Pick up where we left off, because this is huge that we know not only did Pfizer do it so that they get positive coverage, the government. See, this was hand in hand. Basically, bribing people to lie to you. Their ads lied. They blatantly lied. Notice, people who told the truth, the same media outlets, if you told the truth that it wasn't safe and effective, the vaccine, they would ban you or pull you, and they wouldn't dare take money from you. You could offer them $1 billion and they wouldn't take money from you if you tell the truth. But if you lie about the vaccine, they're all too willing to take the money. Then they act like, well, it's because we got paid. No, they wanted to lie to you too. Because I guarantee you, if Trump tried to pay for an ad, I'm just using Trump because I know Trump wasn't like against the vaccine, sadly. But let's just say massive Trump supporters, Steve Bannon, tried to pay for ads against the vaccine, they wouldn't have aired it. They would have blocked it. They wouldn't even have taken the money. So it can't be all about money. You don't get off that easy, because a lot of them want to get off and just say, well, I mean, I did get paid, and they think that gets them off. But God knows that it wasn't just all about money. There was something in your heart that wanted to spread the lie, or else you wouldn't have banned what was true. You could have took their money and the government propaganda and still reported what was true, but you didn't. So you wanted to be part of it. You're not innocent. You can't get out of it. You can squirm and try to act like it. God knows. If I can figure out that you're not innocent, because I know you would have banned the truth, even if they paid you to put the truth on, I know you would have banned it. If I can figure that out, you think God can't figure out what's really in your heart? He surely can. Okay, I said I'd get back to Naomi Wolf. Let me do that.
Washington Post, for example, CBS, you know, all the major news outlets received that money. So they're going to say, and their spokesmodels are saying, their spokespeople are saying, there's a, you know, dividing line between advertising and editorial. But you look at that money flowing and flowing for COVID education. And with profit margins so thin in the world of journalism, it is, you know, 1,000% when you investigate further, that it shifted editorial focus so that no one could say the pandemic is over. No one could say there are these harms we're reporting on, menstrual dysregulation, heart attacks, myocarditis, inflammatory diseases. And so it was left to people who are not even journalists, like Henry Ely, Senator Linthicum, Senator Thatcher, journalists, the last two remaining journalists, Steve Bannon, Tucker Carlson, you know, six people, you know, people like me, people like Daily Cloud, did the work that all of these bribed, bought-off news outlets could not or did not do, including the Washington Post. So I agree that with Ed Dowd, these are accessories to murder. These are serious crimes. You took bribes to conceal harms to your readers and to their children. And now people are sick and people have died. Shame, but also, you know, more than shame, it requires investigation.
100%. I love it. Naomi Wolf. I said Wolfie, but Wolf says it like it is. Let's give credit to the New American. The New American also was on this from day one. And one of the few outlets to give you the truth from day one when everyone was banning everything on it, including my videos. We're smart enough to use social media that doesn't ban us. But if it gets used or shared, they try to shadow ban it or block it or try to discredit anything that we have said, and yet we have been proven 100% right the entire time. And these media companies are not innocent. They knew. They knew. You know how I know? Because how'd they know to block the truth? If they didn't know, then they wouldn't have known. Well, we got to block what is true. They were always really, really good at blocking the truthful information. They always sniffed it out, found it, and blocked it. Now, or refused to report on it. They never gave a fair and balance. They wouldn't give you the other point of view. How'd they know how to do that? How'd they know if they didn't know what they were doing? they would have accidentally shared because they would have thought it was just more information about the vaccine. Well, it might be negative information, but it's just information, and we're here just to give you information. But they made sure that they were 100% with the lies and never, ever gave you even accidentally the truth. Now, isn't that amazing? You know how evil they are when they do that. They don't even view themselves as evil as I view themselves, obviously. They excuse it, but it is pure evil. Now, Pfizer was forced by the courts to dump those documents. The problem is I would love to give you awesome stuff from it, but I am not great at going through these things. I'm great at finding other people's information who are experts at going through these things and then bringing that to you. Dr. Robert Malone was talking about the 55,000 pages and how we need other people. They need people that are good at this. There's some people that enjoy that kind of thing. It's like a scavenger hunt in a way to go through this stuff. If you're good at that, they don't care who you are. If you can help out and point out things, they want your help. So let me throw that out there. Now, here's Dr. Robert Malone on with Steve Bannon.
The courts have forced Pfizer and the FDA to comply with the law, which is that after licensure is granted, these documents must be made available. Previously, they're considered confidential. And remember that, as Naomi's about to discuss, and the truckers are so upset about, we have been forced to take these vaccines, and we have been told that they're fully safe and effective. What this documents is the government has been well aware that they are not fully safe and has hidden this information from us.
Let me tie that in with what I just presented to you, a billion-dollar campaign to say the exact opposite. Understand how evil this is. We have Pfizer documents that he's saying shows that Fauci and the CDC and the FDA had access to. We couldn't see this stuff. They knew this stuff. So they knew it was not safe and effective. So these two stories breaking at the same time are perfect, actually. We're going to have documentation that they knew it wasn't safe and effective, yet they spent $1 billion in propaganda to flat out lie to you to say the exact opposite of what they knew. Think about that. They said the exact opposite. Oh, it was just an accident. It's just an accident. I know that your relative's dead. I know, but they were just having fun, and they didn't know that their fun would end up this way. They had no idea that a dangerous vaccine and lying to people about how safe it is could get people killed. Who would know that? I mean, no one would know that. That's impossible to know. I mean, you're just injecting yourself with experimental stuff that's never been used before, but there's no danger. There's never going to be any danger. And why would anyone even think? I mean, how could Fauci even think that would be dangerous? Dr. Fauci has never seen a vaccine be dangerous in his life. He didn't know that vaccines can be dangerous. He didn't know that. I'm so sorry, Dr. Fauci. You're a moron. I should have known. You're just the flat-out stupidest man on the planet. I didn't know that. Or wait a minute. You're not the stupidest man on the planet. You're just pure evil. Which one is it, Fauci? You choose. More of Dr. Robert Malone, who is a very brilliant man.
What that really matters for Pfizer is that the indemnification clauses require that Pfizer disclose known adverse events. And this documentation demonstrates they didn't do so. So a lot of the lawyers are licking their chops over this because it seems to indicate a break in the veil that may allow legal action basically due to fraud and concealment of these risks from the general public. This is why you have not been able to have full informed consent, is they've hidden all this information from you, and they've used all of the propaganda and censorship tools, which you're about to cover, and paid media to keep all this information from you and spin it so that you think that the left is the right and the up and the down is the up and the moon is made of green cheese.
100%. But what proves the fraud is, how can you make an informed decision when they purposefully did not give you the proper information? That's fraud. So people who have already gotten the vaccine and died from the vaccine, or have had catastrophic events, or just some adverse event that is affecting them still to this day. You were lied to. As we had said, you were being lied to, but now you have documents that will prove that you've been lied to. And when this is all sorted out, the lawyers can sue Pfizer. They can sue all these people because fraud was committed right at the beginning. And if you start something with fraud, you lose your liability protection. I know that our government thinks they can do whatever they want because they get away with a whole bunch of crap and a lot of illegal stuff. But here's the thing, we're not a democracy. In a democracy, they just make the laws fit what they want going forward and say, screw it, you can't do anything to us now. But thank God we're a republic. You know what that means? Republics are based on rule of law, not mob rule. It doesn't matter which party's in power. The Constitution still stands, even though Democrats use democracy to ignore the Constitution and say, no, we have governors and stuff that will ignore it. They were elected by democracy, and since they were elected, they can do emergency orders and ignore the Constitution and violate everybody's constitutional rights. If we were a democracy, they'd be right. They could get away with this crap. But we're a republic, and that means they're not above the law. You can't even have a king in America be above the law. The president isn't above the law. These governors aren't above the law, and especially Dr. Fauci isn't above the law in a republic. Do you know why they don't want a republic and they always want to use the term democracy? Because a republic reminds them, oh my gosh, we can't be the evil dictators we want to be. We're still under the law as well. Dictators don't put themselves under the law. You get it? Even their words have meaning behind them to make them feel better about themselves. They've lied to themselves and they think they're in a democracy. I'm sorry, punks. You're in a republic, which means you can go to jail for the rest of your life. And it means because it's a republic, because we have laws, you can't get around that you committed fraud. You can, in a democracy, try to give yourself liability protection, say, we're going to do this and you can't sue us. But because we're a republic, we can say, we have laws that say you can say all that all you want, but you committed fraud, so you can't give yourself liability protection. We can get every cent you made and take it away from you. Now, how do you feel about that, you evil scum? They are evil. They are scum. That's not a joke. How else, what am I supposed to do? Say people who lied about a vaccine are wonderful people? People who allowed so many people to suffer. I have family members who have suffered catastrophically. You can take that for whatever that means. Anything you think of, I probably have a family member that has had that somewhere, either on my wife's side or on my side. I'm just telling you. And I know that if that's the case for me, I know it's the case for you. Now, a lot of people haven't linked some of their events to the vaccine. That's just because they don't want to. They want to think that everything's fine. This is what I'll say to them. How can it be that when the vaccine's introduced, insurance companies all of a sudden see an immediate spike of death claims up 40% from normal? You explain that. Stop trying to cover up the bodies and give cover to evil people. Because they tricked you, you're gonna still give them cover? I got tricked, so my pride's so big, I'll let people who committed this atrocity against humanity walk away so that I can say I wasn't tricked. I wasn't tricked. That's your pride? Swallow it. They tricked you. Now get on the side of what is right and go after the people who did it to you. Get mad at them, not at me, for telling you the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing in my show, you need to check out one of the other great shows from thenewamerican.com, and that is Behind the Deep State with Alex Newman. Have you checked it out yet? If you haven't, you will love it. If you like me, for sure, you're going to love Alex Newman as he gets deep into Behind the Deep State and all the shadiness, of course, that we know is going on. Awesome interviews. I mean, just massive information, and you really can't find a better dive into the deep state than what Alex Newman does. So go check it out at thenewamerican.com.